Sports presents Benning Bites with Damon Benning. Benning Bites with Damon Benning.
Another fantastic episode of Benning Bites. Appreciate you fine people being a part of what we do over here at Herd At Sports. It is a big deal. Without you, there is no us, right? Apple, Google, Spotify. And make sure you tune in to Coffee and Cream. Show coming up in just a few minutes, man. Good stuff. We got hung up yesterday. I don't even know if, like, does it matter? Does it not matter? I'm kind of not a single-digit guy, but I found myself getting into the spirit of it yesterday just because there's only really three numbers left, right? I think it's six. 8 and 9, maybe? Is that it? 6, 8, and 9? I should probably know that, except for sometimes I am extremely forgetful. Is it 6, 8, and 9, DB? Yes, it is 6, 8, and 9. Good job, because Sims is wearing 7. And so then I convinced myself yesterday, I'm like, well, shoot, I'd love for one more secondary guy to get it. Maybe a Newsome, a Hartzog. And remember, Newsome said in the spring, he's like, listen, I want my 6 back. Like, that number is fairly important to me. So with 3 spots left, I kind of said, you know, I'd love to have, one more secondary guy, maybe a skill tough guy, like a tight end fullback, like a Borkature or Fedoni or somebody like that. And then Andrew suggested a special teams guy like Boom Sheeney. Does that matter? I don't know. Is it still the preseason? Probably. But apparently, like, if that's a tradition that's going to stick around, like, it's probably pretty important to the players. So, and if it's important to them and it's part of the culture defining things that Coach Rule and this staff wants to do, then, you know, I think we ought to treat it with some seriousness. So that will be interesting to watch. That will happen this week. And then we got into, like, Coach Rule's press conference from Saturday, you know, where he talked about game prep and, you know, when to get ready for Minnesota and level of excitement versus, you know, he used the term boredom. I don't really believe he meant boredom like you're out there yawning, but you can get so micro in a game prep week that you forget about the total of your philosophy, right? Like, something that's specific to just something a particular team does can get a little monotonous, and you can shoot your shot too early just because it's still a lot of topical things that you've got to be doing fundamentally. So I kind of understood that, and I think timing is right, and you're always going to be excited for a home opener. But when you start getting into minutiae, personnel groupings, hey, they like to use 10, 11, and, you know, number 81 here, and, you know, when these splits are out here inside the 20, these are the things that they like to do. And then, you know, so when you start getting into those types of real game planning things, I think that's what Coach Rule is talking about when he talks about boredom. It's not the totality of getting ready for a practice, but it's like drilling down into the minutiae. Hey, in the 2x1 with a tight end to the field, they run the ball 81% of the time, right? Things like that. So, we're getting there, and we're definitely getting to the time where that is going to be a thing. So, can you smell? Yeah, we can smell it. I'm still a little giddy just because we're starting a full week of high school, but football is here, and we will start talking about game prep situations. Make sure you tune into the show, Coffee and Cream, coming up. We'll talk Michigan and Illinois. Nebraska's first 2 games after the second non-con, right? Because they'll open with Minnesota. So we're going to do some opponent previews, talk Michigan, top 3-4 in most everybody's polls. And then is Illinois, are they Herm Edwards? Or excuse me, are they, what's my man's name from the Chicago Bears? Denny Green? The Raven, the Cardinals at that point, too. It wasn't Denny Green. I'm getting all my brothers confused. Denny Green was talking Cardinals, right? They were who we thought they were. Is that Illinois, or do we really know? I don't know. I don't know. I get the sense. I think they're going to be pretty good. How good? We'll see. That D-line should be dominant. Two teams, coincidentally, Michigan and Illinois, that will be built up front. You know, kind of like Nebraska right now. The Coach Rule said that they could play six D linemen. Six? Did we think that was going to be a thing? I don't think so. Does that mean wins? That I certainly don't know. But it's an interesting place. You want to win in the Big Ten? You better start from interior on out if you want to have a chance to have some success in meaningful games in November. All that and more coming up on Coffee and Cream. It's another great episode of Benning Bites.
A Herd at Sports Network production.